Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Okay, so this is hour number two of USA Prepares. I just met with our son during the top of the hour break, and I said, so that 1999 Dodge pickup truck we have with the 4x4 2500 series with the turbo diesel six-cylinder engine, how many times have you replaced the front wheel bearings? He said, well, on the passenger side, at least 7 times. And on the driver's side, at least 5 times. That's 12 times. Where do these parts come from, these replacement parts that you get at O'Reilly or AutoZone?
China.
Well, they come from China, right? So I looked up the average cost to have that front wheel hub replaced. Now, this isn't just simply take the wheel off. This is lift the car in the air, you take the tire wheel assembly off, and then there's a huge nut that you need a very long breaker bar to get this heavy nut off. Take that off, then you take off the hub, then you take the hub with the bearing to a 20-ton press, and you have to have a hydraulic press to do this, and then you press out each stud, each wheel stud that the wheel nuts tighten onto to hold the wheels on. You have to press all them out. And then you get the new bearing, and you press the studs back in. So this job on each side typically costs between $500 and $700. So I just took the average, $600, times the 12 times that we've done it. That's $7,200 worth of repairs just for the failing front wheel hub bearing assemblies that come from China. Now, they used to come with a lifetime warranty. Then the auto parts stores get mad at you. They go, wait a minute, this is your fourth one. We're not doing that anymore. We're not honoring that warranty because you keep coming in with, asking for replacements. Of course we do, because they're junk and they fail. And where can you get something different? You can't. So you're stuck with made in China junk, and they have names like Precision, Platinum, Gold, things like that. And you think that you're buying a good quality. But you really aren't. There's nowhere near the quality in these new Chinese replacement parts as compared with the original equipment that came with the vehicle. So, 12 times we've had to replace the wheel hubs. Now, what happens when you can't get these lousy Chinese parts anymore? What happens? You just park that vehicle and just leave it wherever it's stopped? Or is America going to ramp up and start making bearings again? And how long is that going to take? The bottom line is, one of these lousy substandard Chinese wheel hubs / bearings can put your car out of commission or your truck out of commission. And if you don't have the equipment to remove and reinstall it, you're out of luck. And where do the belts come from? The serpentine belts. Where do the idler pulleys come from? Where do the alternators come from? Where do the starters come from? Where do the water pumps come from? Where do the gaskets that go on the valve covers of the engines that just keep leaking after you replace them? Because they're made with substandard silicone from, guess where? China. I called Felpro. I talked to one of the most miserable guys on the planet. He's probably tired of lying about the substandard Chinese imported gaskets that they put the name Felpro on. I said, hey, what's with these gaskets? You put them on and a year later they're leaking again. What's with that? You know, the first ones lasted 15 years. It came with Mercedes. How come yours? Oh, well, you know, you see, no, you have to use RTV to put them on. Well, the original ones, you don't. You don't say use RTV on them, meaning this gasket sealant. Why is it that you have to do that? And they still leak anyway. The bottom line is they're using substandard products from China. They're putting American companies' labels on them, and they're fleecing the flock. Like, bad products chase out good products. Let me give you one more example, and then we're back to you, Arjun.
Sure.
Craftsman Tools. Craftsman Tools were ubiquitous. You go to any Sears store, and you could buy ratchets, sockets, wrenches, breaker bars, everything you could possibly think of in tools. They had it. And they were top of the line. Well, when the Chinese started manufacturing tools and selling them in this country, Craftsman couldn't compete. So what did Craftsman do? Well, I said, well, we'll just have ours made in China, too. So now you have tools that say Craftsman that are made in China. So what happened to all those foundries, all those manufacturers like Williams and SK Wayne and companies like that? They've got to be struggling, because who is going to spend $100 or $150 for a ratchet when you can get one for $20 or less from Harbor Freight with a lifetime guarantee? Now, lifetime guarantee doesn't mean the same quality as one of the old Craftsmen. Absolutely not. Lifetime guarantee means if you can remember where you put it, and if it breaks or when it breaks, you bring it back to the store and maybe they'll give you a new one. It doesn't mean it's lifetime guarantee doesn't mean it's a great quality. It just means that they might replace it when it breaks. Arjun,
Yes. Is
what I'm saying germane to your discussion about China?
Yes, it is. Because the thing is, like in 1970, around in 1970s, when Nixon actually signed a pact with Chinese, they first actually started doing steel and vitamins. So means like all the steel is actually coming from China and these vitamins, and then it other industries came along and things like that. And, you know, like the things, these things break, but like there are movements that are actually happening. For example, recently that India-China clash happened on the border, in which 20 Indian soldiers died, and like they killed 42 of these Chinese guys. So in that clash, because of that clash, the whole India is actually geared towards boycotting Chinese products completely. So right now they are deleting all the apps which are Chinese. The companies in which like have Chinese investments, so they are actually deleting those apps. They are not using those apps, and there are few more phases. Like they are going to put like more restrictions. You are part of like WTO, so you cannot actually, government actually cannot do much here. But local government has issued a list that like all the employees within their family, they will actually remove these Chinese apps from their phones at least to start up. And like right now, government is taking initiative to find all the Chinese products that are actually coming in the country. They are listing them. And the ones that are non-essentials, they will actually remove those completely. So it's our responsibility also. If we stop paying them, then, you know, like, then their power is gone. You know, like, and, you know, like, after this, you know, like, after, you know, like, the world is going to change, you know, like, this coronavirus, after this world is going to change, it's just that whether China will win here or whether China will lose here. If China loses South China Sea, it's Belt Initiative that it has, in which like what it does is it goes to like different countries. So for example, you are a poor country. I will go to like, for example, I will give you an example of Pakistan. So Pakistan was funded by US initially because they didn't want it. They draw a line that they don't want communism to go beyond this line. So initially Pakistan was actually US's friend. So the thing is that, like, but then after that, they didn't need them, so they cut them off. So we get funding. And Pakistan is just like, they are just terrorist states. It's a temporary construct, and, you know, like, anybody can buy them. So what happened, like, these Chinese guys went there. They are building, like, a road there. And what they do is, like, they will give you that much of money. So they do, like, a lot of research. They will give you money. They will put you in debt. And then, like, then you owe them, and then you are their dog. So when they tell you to bark, you will bark. So currently, like, for example, there is a country called Nepal there in that region. Nepal is the only country in the world that has never been conquered. So not even Britishers, you know, like, could conquer that land. So right now there is a prime minister that they have. His name is Oli. So Chinese give him like close to $70,000 per day, that much of money. And right now, and then he started producing problems with India. You know, like, India and Nepal has like legal trade, so people can come out without the passports. Now he's saying that, like, our borders, you know, like, this is our part and things like that. So actually, you know, like, the initiative of China is to actually, you know, like, put you in debt and then, like, use you. And this is what they are doing with, like, different countries, like in Africa also. Zambia is one country, and there is one more, Kenya, I think, many other countries like that. So the way they dominate your market is, like, they will actually put products in the market, and they will do the research, and government will actually back them. The Chinese government is going to back them. They will put the products, and they will lower their price. Once their competitors are gone, then they will increase their prices.
That's the old, Arjun, yes. that is an old model. That's what companies do. That's what Walmart has done since the very beginning. They would lower the price, actually sell at cost or even below cost, in my opinion, and they would dominate. They would destroy their competition. The little the companies that were there first will go out of business, and then slowly Walmart would raise its prices. That's something that's happened as long as Walmart's been around. And they could do that because they would be selling Chinese products, where other companies back in the days that Walmart was getting a foothold were selling American-made products. Gwyneth, your comments, please.
Okay, that strategy that Arjun was talking about is called the Belt and Road Strategy, and that is exactly what the Chinese are doing here in the state of Victoria in Australia at the moment, and it's complete treason. And our Prime Minister, who likes to call himself ScoMo, Scott Morrison, that we've got a nickname for him, ScoMo, because that's about the level that his brain seems to operate at. Scum of the earth. That's what he is. He's not intervening. He's allowing our Victorian Premier to get massive loans from China to build roads and bridges here in Victoria. We don't want the roads and we don't want the bridges. We can see, we the people, the regular Victorians, can see this treason for what it is. And any time that a YouTube video is made about this topic, and any time that the comment section is left open, the response from the general public is overwhelmingly negative to the idea of the Victorian government borrowing money from the Chinese and getting into debt to the Chinese to build a whole lot of roads and bridges that we don't need.
All right, we'll be right back. Arjun, thank you for your...
It's really smart.
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. And Arjun, I just want to say thank you for calling in.
Okay.
Please call in again. Thank you so much.
Yep, please.
Okay, Gwyneth, what's next? What a mess, right?
Okay. Just going on what Arjun was saying, and just sort of tying this back into the original theme of the broadcast, which was what we the people are going to do after the, you know, Antifa and the BLM, who are backed by the Chinese, interestingly enough, if you dig deeply enough, what we are going to do after they, you know, after they get rid of the blue team and think that they're going to come in and take us over. I don't think that's going to work so well for them. I'm not talking about me individually. I'm talking about Australians and Americans as a culture, okay? Because we are, you know, the Chinese people are used to dealing with Chinese people who for thousands of years have had no concept of liberty, of freedom, individual freedom, because they went basically from a feudal society with emperors and overlords to a few years of, you know, British-inspired common law under Chiang Kai-shek to communism. So all that they had was about 5 or 10 years of British common law type government with a republic, and then they went straight into communism. So they have had almost no experience long-term of real freedom and liberty for the people, okay? As a result, the Chinese people are epigenetically tuned to do what they're told by the government. And that is especially for urban-type Chinese people, okay? And the rural Chinese people, more or less, have always run their own lives. They're like rural people anywhere. That, you know, the government officials come in and they throw their weight around and then they go away. And then the locals keep on doing what they've always been doing anyway. that's how country people are all around the world. But you know what? In America and in Australia, we've actually had a really a long history of common law government, and it hasn't been perfect, and it hasn't been 100% common law government. In fact, it's been a very restricted model of it, but the idea has been there, and we believe that we should be left alone to do as we please as long as we don't hurt anybody. And that is why when the Chinese start coming in here and trying to tell us what to do, in Australia we have a saying called get stuffed. That means go and find a very tall building and jump off it, figuratively. Okay? Go jump in the lake, I think you would say in America. And that is the attitude that I'm increasingly seeing here in rural Australia to our present, you know, the people who think that they're our government, that think they run the show from Melbourne and think that they can send their blue team thugs through here to give us a bad time so that we will fall into line. But we do, when the blue team's not here, we do exactly as we please. We don't hurt anyone. We just go about our lives. And the blue team are hated, and Antifa are hated, and the Chinese communists are hated. And we're not really, as a culture, when the Chinese, you know, when the blue team goes away, people are going to find they're a lot less protected.
Yeah, we're going into a break. And we'll be right back. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is now reportedly supporting another round of stimulus checks for Americans because of the pandemic. That's according to a report in the Washington Post, which adds there is continued opposition by conservatives on Capitol Hill who say it will simply cost too much. Economist Vance Gin, who once worked in Trump's cabinet, says instead of sending people more money, states should just continue to reopen their economies.
The latest state-level job support shows that the states that are opening up faster, like Texas, are having more job creation than places that are a little bit slower in their phase-out, like in California.
U.S. Senate Democrats say they plan to block a vote on a Republican police reform bill today, calling it a half-baked effort that wouldn't really address police violence in America. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Protesters in the nation's capital planning to gather in Lincoln Park on Thursday of this week, saying they will tear down the Emancipation Statue. The controversial monument shows President Abraham Lincoln standing over a slave. Thousands of Americans have signed a petition calling for its removal, arguing that it fails to make the point that enslaved blacks fought for their own emancipation. Hundreds of protesters rallied and chanted near the statue last evening. Two human rights organizations are going to court in an effort to stop Iowa's 24-hour waiting period for abortions, recently approved by the state's legislature. Planned Parenthood of the Heartland and a doctor represented by the American Civil Liberties Union filing lawsuits late yesterday. It's in anticipation that Republican Governor Kim Reynolds will be signing that bill. And rocker Sammy Hagar says he's willing to perform during the coronavirus pandemic, even if it means he dies. The former Van Halen singer was recently asked by Rolling Stone how he was dealing with the pandemic, and he said that he'd be comfortable playing a show before there is a vaccine if the pandemic was declining. Then he added, "I'd rather personally get sick and even die if that's what it takes to get back on stage." Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, I just got off the phone with MechTech Systems, and I heard a commercial for them right here at USA Prepares, and they were talking about accessories, converting your whole 1911 Glock or Springfield Armory XDM to a rifle. And I was interested in talking about that with them, and I'm going to be talking to probably their CEO after the broadcast, and we may have them on the air with us, telling us what they do and why it makes sense, extending the range of your handgun, your semi-automatic handgun. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we've been talking about our country's going down the drain. And so I got to say it again, class. Got 22s? Now, That's a good start. And if you don't have a 22 rifle, why not? Why not? Train everybody in your family how to shoot and get ready. I believe times are going to be worse and worse and worse every day. And the police have decided that they don't have to help you. That there's a blue flu going on the East Coast right now. The Police Benevolent Association. Isn't that interesting, the PBA? They're advocating do the minimum. Do the minimum. So you've been thinking and you've been conned all these years into thinking that these guys in blue costumes are going to help save your life. And they've been told to do the minimum now. Who thinks this stuff up? So, who's in charge of your safety and security and survival? That would be you. I hate to say it that way, but that's the way it is. I'm not expecting guys with guns and costumes to come here because I need help. I don't expect them to come at all. I expect that we are going to take care of us. And I suggest that you consider taking care of you. And if you don't have a 22 rifle like a Ruger 10-22, and you feel it's your right to have one, why don't you get one? So for $200 or so, you can buy one used at a gun show. It holds 10 rounds. They don't jam very often. They shoot almost any 22. They're not too particular in what they eat. They work pretty well. They're reliable. They're lightweight. And they work and work and work. And if you don't have one, why not? A Ruger 10-10/22. Like 10-shot 22. That's what it means. And I like them with the wooden stocks. I don't like the plastic stocks. It doesn't have to be high tech. It can be just a standard carbine. Nothing special. I think you should have one. And I think you and every member of your family needs to know how to shoot. And is ready if you decide that you're going to protect and defend yourself. If your life is threatened, are you going to do what's necessary to save your life? Are you going to do that? If the answer is yes, you should have the tools to make that happen. Any comments, Gwyneth, about that?
Yeah, I absolutely agree. We have other projectile firing devices around here. But I don't, you know, when the cops show up at the gate, it doesn't go well here. They're not my friends, and they're not going to help me. They hate me because I exposed the sex racketeering scam that they were running on YouTube, and it was true. And so, you know, that video, the last time I checked, it was still there. And so they're not going to help me. So I look after myself, and the most important thing, okay, more important even than having firearms is the mental attitude that you have, okay? If you have the mental attitude that if somebody tries to destroy you and take what you have, okay, if somebody comes along and wants to kill you and take what you have to have the mental attitude but it's going to be them and not you, okay? And, you know, under such a circumstance, you can learn, even if, as is the case where I am, I don't have access to firearms, but I have access to other projectile firing devices, and I know how to use them accurately. And I have the best projectiles that I can possibly get. And I have a good supply of them, and I try and maintain a good supply of them. But even if it came to where they got a bit closer, where the projectile firing device might not be a lot of good, I would be able to take them down because I am a person who, in my hands, practically anything could be a deadly weapon. And that's just
including,
how it is.
Including a number two pencil that's sharpened.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Including a number two pencil, including a plastic bag, a piece of string, or even my bare hands. And I have never killed anyone, but I have mentally prepared myself to, if and when that day comes, and I think it probably will come, that I'm not going to be playing games when it comes to the defense of myself, my life, and my property, and my children's lives, my food supply, my water supply, and so on, and my household, you know, just whatever pertains to me, that the police are going to be called, certainly, but they're going to be called after I've dealt with the situation. Okay? And that's just how it is. And when you have that mental attitude of that's going to win, I'm going to flog these guys. If they come to me with violent force, I don't care about their political correctness, and I don't care about what the media says about me afterwards. I don't care if I even go to jail at that point, okay? I'll go to jail for defending my property if I have to, and I'll regard it as being a university education, and I will reestablish contacts that I might need later on the outside. And I think if the blue team were around and if they used that as an opportunity to put me inside, which they've stated that they wanted to do for many, many years, for at least the last 10 years, if I ever had to really hurt someone in defending my own life and my own property, and if they put me in jail because I defended my life and my property, I would take that jail time as a networking experience and a university education. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah.
At the end of it, the police would find that they'd created a monster.
Let's put this in perspective.
It wouldn't be my fault.
Let's put this in perspective in what happened in the United States during the second half of the 1800s. So there were some people who lived on the East Coast, and they migrated westward toward California. And the Indians, the American Indians, watched them just settle on a piece of land that the Indians used to use. They just squatted. And it kind of frosted the Indians. And then the U.S. Army decided to build a few outposts, forts. They'd have a few Army guys, and they would tell the Indians, look, it's okay, we're just going to, you know, set up a little fort here, and we're not going to bother you. And then they brought more and more employees, if you will, of the U.S. Army. And then they brought the cannons, and they brought weapons of destruction, and they started slaughtering the Indians. And the Indians fought back. And so there were lots of battles between the army and the military, if you will, and settlers and the Indians. And the Indians were there first. And the Americans said, well, yeah, we discovered this, so we're just going to take it. So Washington would just decide from afar what they were going to steal from the American Indians. It was okay because Washington said that it's okay. Now, what I'm trying to tell you all is that's exactly what's happening right now. It's the same thing. And what they're doing is, well, they're building more forts and more camps and more armor and more and more and more. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about, well, we started out with a cell phone. Then we had GPS in the cell phone. You know, when we switched from analog to digital. And then 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G. 5G will track you within a couple feet very quickly. Do we all need to download those movies quickly? No, we don't. But what's happening is the militarization. more and more and more of America and other countries throughout the world. The governments want to make sure that no matter what happens, they can squash us, just like they did with the cannons and the Indians in the 1800s. That's what's going on, in my opinion. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth.
Hey, how you doing? You're getting to be a jinx to my internet and my power, by the way.
Well, you know what? I'm just livid. We have CenturyLink, the worst internet provider in the galaxy, actually probably the universe, and it's just flaky as can be. I'm on the air, and it's unstable. I'm on the phone, and I get disconnected.
Yeah.
It's awful, and there's not much I can do about it.
Yeah. Every day, it's like we're down every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But anyways, but by the way, what you were bringing up about, you know, people, I hope I don't go back a little bit, but you were bringing up about the fact about people happen to be ready to protect and as well as the blue team. I don't know how to say this. I'm going to try. My dad would send me all these videos because we got in headbutts about this a lot. And when states started passing laws where Americans can protect their homes if the police did an unlawful entry, right? And I was like, well, now you guys are going to have to, they'll get back at you guys this way. He goes, no, I'm going to start sending you some videos. So he started sending me videos of raids where they were wrong on wrong people. They did nothing wrong. Now, some of these people would shoot back. And I don't know what you do. You know, 3 o'clock in the morning, you got 30 guys kicking in your door. And they don't even say who they are. You know, so what do you do? And he says, look, here, this guy got shot. Officer got shot. But he was willing to go back in there and shoot the heck out of that guy until they got him. Even if these people are even wrong, they don't care. They come armed to the teeth. And they, like he said, if they get overgunned, we will bring more.
Right, they've got MRAPs, they've got military weapons of war, vehicles, weapons of war with machine gun turrets. They get them for free. All they do is say, hey, can we have one of those? Sure, no problem, just come get it. That's what the military is doing for the police and the sheriff's offices.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us. David in Illinois is with us. David, I've got a quick question for you before we go back to Gwyneth.
Yes, sir.
What is it going to take? When is this going to stop when the police... What's it going to take for the police to stop bashing down our doors in the middle of the night with overwhelming force? Sneak attacks, peeping toms, setting us up. What is it going to take to stop this?
Honestly, I don't know what's going to have to take. It's scary to know what's going to have to be done to stop this, because there's a lot of things that are going on here that people don't really understand. One, the police departments and the upper people are purposely hiring men that are not as intelligent. They don't want them to think in the field. They want them to do what they're told. That is a proven fact. They admitted that in court. Okay? That's one thing. The other thing is, before 9/11, when they started putting all this stuff around all over the place, it was a whole plan. The whole plan was to work along with the lower police departments to have DHS and the feds be in control. Well, they started sending all this equipment around. They don't get to keep the equipment. They got to maintain it and make sure it's working order. So if the government needs to, it's there. Now, we do that type of things over in other countries in case there's a war. We got a lot of equipment there, but we're doing it here in our country. And it went all under our noses. And oh, no, they'll never ride around our streets with those things. And I just say, okay, fine. You know, you can't argue with somebody like that until it happens. And then they're so shocked, they're like, hey, can't happen, this can't happen. So you got people that don't want to believe it's happening, even if they see it on TV or in front of their face. So I don't know how.
Dave, I got a comment. I was asked to be the MC of an event that local sheriff's department got one of these MRAPs. And the people were outraged. I mean, they were furious. And so the sheriff was on stage talking about, you know, how great this device was, and how it was free and all that, and all they had to do was pick it up, put fuel in it, and bring it back to the county. And the people were outraged. And then this one woman got up. She was asking a question. She said, and I'm paraphrasing, Sheriff, Are you saying that with this piece of equipment that you're going to keep us safe? And the response was, yeah, that's what we're doing. We're going to keep you all safe, and that's why we got this thing, this weapon of war. And that one woman, I don't know if she was a shill. I don't know if she was paid by the sheriff's department. I don't know if she was just plain stupid. But she turned everybody around into, this is a good thing. He's going to keep us safe. I couldn't believe it.
The amount of upkeep cost on that equipment is very expensive. So you think
they
have
a 6 point
that stuff sitting around?
Yeah,
or are they
going to
make us pay for it?
They have a 6.5 or 6.2 liter General Motors V8 engine. It's a flaky darn thing with a Stanadyne electronic fuel injection system. I know, I've worked on them, at least on the engine. Gwyneth, your comments?
Okay, how long are these big machines going to keep running if they can't get the Chinese parts for them?
Well, that's an interesting thing. I'm not so sure that I'm not sure that this has a Stanadyne brand. That's a faucet company that made the electronic fuel injection pumps and designed the pump-mounted driver, the electronics for it. I don't know. I don't know how much of that comes from China, if any of that comes from China. But if it does, that's a big problem.
From what I've heard, they have Chinese parts. I have a horse, and I have my legs, and I have my wits, which they don't have wits. And I know how to maintain my horse myself with a file. I know how to maintain its tack with some thread and some hand tools that I have. And, I can go to a level. I'm not planning to go to war against these guys, by the way, okay? By protecting my property, I was thinking more from a random goon that comes here level. Okay, so I just need to point that out, that I don't wish any harm whatsoever against the Victoria Police. But we need to think, instead of, oh, they've got all this big equipment, it costs millions of dollars, it's so big, it's so powerful, it's so scary. We need to think what we have. And we have something that they will never, ever, ever have. And that is, we have brains. And we have technical ability. And we know our own areas. We probably have a good idea how to move across country in our own areas without using the road system. Okay? And they will never ever have that. And that will give us, I believe, in a collapse scenario, no matter what the enemy, that will give us the advantage that will enable us to win. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, we're out of time, Gwyneth, but, if you think back to the American Indians versus the U.S. Army, the Army had cannons and Gatling guns and sharp-shooting rifles. The Indians had bows and arrows and horses. Thanks for being with us, Gwyneth. Thank you, David. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.